Hello again. This is Earth Eats, your weekly dose of real food and all things that you might be interested in if you're a foodie or if you're environmentally savvy. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
Chef, today, it's an episode about something that's new to me, something I have to admit I'm a little skeptical about the raw food movement. So give me a heads up. What's this all about?
Well, the raw foods movement started a good dozen or so years ago, and I think it was a California thing. In the early days, I bought up a lot of the cookbooks and was kind of jazzed about the idea, but I found it to be a little bit tortured and time-consuming. You really needed a full-time staff and a lot of commitment. Either that or be a movie star and eat out at some of the L.A. raw bars.
Oh, of course.
What I did come to believe, though, is that a few raw meals a week would be great, and even just mixing more raw foods into your standard diet. You want to get those living enzymes that are often killed off by cooking. My thoughts are to have a balanced life. Enjoy it all, the raw and the cooked.
I'm skeptical, because this seems just a little bit out of reach for Joe Public such as myself. And I know that I'm not the only person who would hear about the raw food movement and think, psh, not for me.
Well, I'm always ready to learn. How about you?
Absolutely. And so, thank goodness, we've actually got an expert here. His name is Andy Reid. He's going to tell us what this is all about. And then also, this really cool thing that I'm actually very excited about, he's going to show us how to make this breakfast smoothie that I'm assuming if you have a blender, you can do on your own.
Yeah, and you can have a biscuit once a week and a smoothie another day.
I like it. A compromise. I like it. Let's talk to Andy Reid, see what he has to say.
So tell me, what does raw food mean to you? When you think of a raw meal, what does that mean?
For me, having the concepts of what is an inflammatory food and what is an acidifying food are essential. You know, what I'm trying to do, no matter what diet I'm on, is eat an anti-inflammatory, alkalizing diet. The most intense version of that is a raw food diet. What I think of with raw foods specifically are whole foods. Foods that are, you know, as close to the farm as possible and their most unrefined state. So a whole food and one that is still as alive as possible. And many people call the raw food diet the living food diet.
So what does breakfast look like?
For me, breakfast is my dream, most incredible meal of the day. I love breakfast. I do and have done for several years now a dark green leafy vegetable smoothie, mm-hmm. which is basically as many greens as I can stuff in my blender, some fresh fruits. I try to do low glycemic, high antioxidant fruits.
Such as?
Blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, blackberries. And if possible, I get them in the raw form. You know, I am still doing bananas just because the smoothies taste so good with the bananas.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I have migrated.
That's that richness almost like a dairy product would add.
It is. Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's got that greasy, oily component that makes it much more, you know, filling. Although bananas are very high glycemic. You know, a lot of like the most strict raw and living foods folks, especially if they're on the diet for health reasons, will go low glycemic.
Well, part of that sounds good, but mixing all those greens in with the bananas, but it tastes good?
It does.
Uh-huh.
You'll be amazed later.
Okay.
Yes,
good.
The particular combination of strawberries and bananas. Just one banana with
it's
like
that spinach layer that I'm not sure.
Yeah,
about.
it gets disguised.
Yeah.
You know,
through the magic of radio, we now zoom over to the kitchen. Andy Reid brought all of his goodies to put together a breakfast smoothie for us. Go to the website to see the recipe, EarthEats.org. Well, so while I'm standing here with you,
yes.
Greens of some sort. What am I looking at?
This is wild lettuce. It's
okay.
A Lactuca species that I picked at a friend of mine's farm. This is dandelion greens.
Ooh.
From a garden.
Ooh. Okay, so two
bugs
types
included.
Of greens with bugs. Authentic. I love it.
As long as they're raw. So, yeah.
And what else do we have here? I see we have something called
bladder
wrap. Bladder.
Yeah, this is a combination of two different sea algaes. Another thing I put in my smoothie is a powdered reishi mushroom. It's an auto regulator for every system in the body. So now we've got
like
the strawberries. Yeah, yeah. That's, you know, as many as you can fit in. You know, obviously I'm a little insane and I go for the more greens than...
This is chocked full of greens. And we're not even a third of the way through all the greens you're going to do.
Yeah. Well, no. This is about as much as would fit in my blender at once, you know, without making a really difficult churning process.
Okay.
So next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to pour the water in next. I've learned that that's the best technique. So then about a tablespoon of... chlorella. So then, the bladderwrack and the kelp. So this is about a tablespoon of reishi powder.
Lentils?
Lentil sprouts. Yes. Now to the fun and noisy part. This will not be when the blender burns out during this. All right. Who wants to go first?
I think Annie said she would go first.
Okay.
Right. Okay, folks.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Taste the banana.
I taste the banana a lot.
Yeah. I taste the color green.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I think everybody should try this smoothie. You may want to add an extra banana to it, but make sure that you brush your teeth before you go to work because you're going to have a nice big green smile.
Yeah.
Chef had a suggestion. He suggested cutting back a little bit on the water and then instead adding some ice cubes. That'll make it more chilled and then fresh tasting. But, you know, all in all, it was definitely an experience. Gotta say, it was something else. But Andy Reid did make a point of saying that this diet isn't necessarily something that you can just expect to grab onto. It does take some getting used to.
You know, what used to not be attractive to me has changed. Again,
right.
Like we were talking about, you know, now what I find flavorful is much more connected to what my body is telling me is healthy and good for me.
So if you've ever had curiosity about the raw foods movement, this smoothie could be your gateway drug. Give it a shot. And if ever there was a time to visit our website to look at pictures, this is the time, eartheats.org. We're signing off for this week.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop. Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media.
He's Chef Daniel Orr. I'm Annie Corrigan. And thank you for listening.